Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Three unrelated fires were swiftly handled on Sunday by local crews from San Bernardino County Fire. At 1:10 p.m., a truck and trailer caught fire in the 7300 block of Cactus Drive in 29 Palms. With assistance from the Combat Center, crews were able to knock down the fire within 10 minutes and prevent flames from spreading to nearby structures or vegetation. No injuries were reported. At 4:45 p.m., County Fire received multiple reports of a vegetation fire at mile marker 4.5 on Old Woman Springs Road, just west of the highway. County crews were able to extinguish the 3-acre fire with assistance from CAL FIRE, and sheriff's deputies assisted with traffic control. No injuries were reported. And at 11:30 p.m., what was reported initially as a structure fire near 29 Palms Highway and Godwin Road in Wonder Valley was ultimately determined to be a large trash fire on a residential property. Fire crews were able to control the blaze before it spread to the structure on the property. No injuries were reported. The 29 Palms City Council meets tonight with an agenda that includes a public hearing on vacating a portion of a city street and discussions about community events grants and permanent flood warning signs. Reporter Heather Clisby has more.
Tonight, the 29 Palms City Council meeting will host a public hearing on a request to vacate a portion of Foothill Drive from Bullion Avenue to Split Rock Avenue. The request came from engineering firm NV5 to enable an ancillary application to the Reset Hotel project, which is currently under construction. The council will then discuss recommended community events grants, specifically a grant of $1,500 for the Dine 29 Food Festival and Restaurant Week and $18,500 to Distance Duet for free public choral performances. Next, the council will consider an update to the facility rental fee waiver policy, which, dating back to 1989, does not place a limit on number of days that qualified organizations can rent city facilities for free. Since then, the Recreation Department has permitted one free rental day per calendar year, and council may update policy language to reflect current procedures. Finally, the council will consider installing permanent LED illuminated signs to warn travelers against flooded roadways. Making the signs permanent could reduce response time and injury risk to employees installing temporary signage during breaking storms. Staff is recommending the signs be installed at 14 hotspots across town. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
The Yucca Valley Planning Commission meets tonight. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with more on the meeting's agenda.
The Yucca Valley Planning Commission will receive updates on current and future projects. In addition to the land development update, the commission will also receive and file the report on capital projects. The capital projects update is brought to the commission biannually. Town staff will present on any projects underway, their status, and any known issues. Tonight's meeting is open to the public and begins at 6 p.m. at the Yucca Valley Community Center. Reporting for Z1077, this is Adeline J. Wells.
Tomorrow, the 29 Palms Water District Board of Directors will gather for their monthly meeting. Reporter Heather Clisby rejoins us with a look at what you can expect.
On Wednesday evening, the 29 Palms Water District Board of Directors will meet to discuss water-related issues. The agenda includes a consideration of mainline extensions, as well as discussions on annexation and meter cost payment plans. The remainder of the public meeting will consist of management reports on maintenance, water quality, and finance. The meeting begins at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, April 24th at 72401 Hatch Road in 29 Palms and may be viewed on the district's website at 29palmswater.net. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
Free health screenings are just a small part of what's planned for this Saturday's Health and Community Resource Fair from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Yucca Valley Community Center complex. In addition to free screenings and vaccinations, organizers promise entertainment and activities that will appeal to young kids, teens, and adults alike. Reporter Mike Lipsitz is here with more on the big event.
Sponsored by the Morongo Basin Healthcare District and the Town of Yucca Valley, attendees can take advantage of free screenings for blood pressure and glucose, plus determine health indicators like body mass index and A1C. The popular Ask the Doctor table will also be featured, as will area nonprofits offering resources and information such as healthy eating on a budget. The county will provide free COVID vaccinations, and Livestream will hold an on-site blood drive. In the ball field, the Yucca Valley Youth Commission will set up Teen Zone, featuring giant inflatable slides, obstacle courses, and free snow cones. Visit morongobasinhealth.org to learn more about Saturday's free health and community resource fair. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Mike Lipsitz.
Thanks, Mike. And as a reminder, Z1077's own Cody Joseph will be broadcasting live from the Health and Community Resource Fair on Saturday. So come by and say hello. A dance, film, and performance piece inspired by the natural environment in and around Joshua Tree National Park will be held this Saturday at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart sheds further light on this unique, one-night-only hybrid show of movement and image.
The Alchemy Arts Collective presents Chasing the Light, a show that utilizes two mediums, a live dance performance and its adaptation into film. The film unfolds within the natural backdrop of Joshua Tree, providing a unique angle on the choreography as it integrates the movement into the environment that initially inspired the project. Historically, humans have communed together, using nature to tell stories, pass down knowledge, and explain the mysteries of life. And gathering in nature is a thread running through every culture. Chasing the Light explores the connection between nature and humanity, a scale with intense power that puts our existence into perspective, inviting us to contemplate our place in this vast universe. Doors are at 6:30, show at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center. Tickets available at the door. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
And finally, the Center for Healthy Generations is holding their annual Spring Fling this Sunday afternoon. The fundraising event will feature barbecue tri-tip, how you like it, along with lots of sides. The nonprofit organization provides services to the community from their facility in Yucca Valley. The event is this Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Center for Healthy Generations, located at 57121 Sunny Slope Drive in Yucca Valley. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, this is Jeff Harmetz.